So all this week, we've been talking to our favorite reviewers who have had hands-on, or should I say face-on time with the brand new Oculus Rift. Today, we're talking to Devendra Hardawar from Engadget, who says the Rift requires lots of hardware and a big investment, but it's worth it. Welcome, Devendra.
Hey, Megan. How's it going?
It's going well. So you write that the Oculus has a lot to prove. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's the first big, you know, VR product to actually reach consumers. And I think that just means, like, this is the one we're all looking at. The HTC Vive is coming out soon. And that's going to be important as well. But, you know, this one is backed by Facebook. There's been all that hype. There was that incredible Kickstarter campaign 4 years ago. And, you know, this is like a tech fairy tale, right? How many times do those Kickstarter campaigns actually live up to the potential? So I think there was a lot riding on the Oculus. I'm very glad to see that, you know, it kind of lived up to that potential.
So you say this is the real deal. What can you say a little bit more about that?
It's tough. And every time I talk about VR, people's eyes tend to glaze over, right? Because you've heard about this for years. We've all seen Lawnmower Man. We've all seen, like, the stuff and heard about sci-fi, you know, theories of VR for years. But it actually works. It gives you that full sense of presence and immersion, which is the thing people who talk about VR really aim for, right? It's the idea that you put this thing on your head and, you know, you just are transported to a completely different place. And I think the Oculus pretty much gets there. It could use better resolution, slightly better imaging technology for its glass, what you're actually looking through. And it could be a little easier to use as well. Like, it's expensive. It's $600. And you need a really powerful gaming PC to use it. So there are a lot of downsides. But I think what's most important is that, you know, it actually works. I put this on, I can play some really great games and have experiences I've never had before. And I've, you know, I've been gaming my entire life.
So did you have to upgrade anything in order to make it work? Upgrade anything on your own side?
Not really. I was kind of lucky because last year I was doing a PC rebuild after years of watching tech TV and all you guys. So last year I had the idea that I knew VR was coming. So I just kind of spec'd up at that point. So I had like the PC and the RAM and everything I needed. I got a video card last year that I was testing out that I still have, the AMD R9 Fury X, which is pretty fast. So I had the PC ready to go. I was able to just plug in the Oculus and get going. Didn't have any trouble. And I don't really have even any performance issues. You know, I've tested 4K gaming on the same computer, and that's a little too much. VR is less intense than that, but that's a good thing. I think VR is so much more useful and interesting than 4K PC gaming.
So Owen is he's a VR skeptic. Uh-huh. Would you try to convince him, or would you just say, just wait?
You just gotta, more than just wait, you just gotta try it. That's the thing. Like, have you tried anything, Owen?
So I haven't tried anything in the last 6 months. We could be friends because you brought up Lawnmower Man, so that instantly made you a brother to me, because that's what I'm talking about when I tell people all the time. They've been promising me this for my lifetime.
Existence.
And I still haven't got, you know what I mean? I still got my Nintendo set in the box upstairs waiting to sell it on eBay to make some money. Mm-hmm. But I just have two general questions for you. I see you wear glasses. What is your astigmatism?
I don't know what it is. I'm like nearsighted.
Are you blind when you don't have your glasses on?
I am. I'm pretty much blind. Like, I really have to hold things up close.
So
need to wear my glasses with VR. I can't take them off. Like, it's still too blurry if I take them off. And it fits, you know, it's I have it right here, actually. So this thing, it's surprisingly light. And it's big enough to fit my glasses in. And that's, you know, I have a decent sized glasses. If I was wearing metal rims or something, that would maybe be a little too hard. But these are plastic, and it's fine. It's just, you got to juggle it.
That was one of my main questions, because obviously everything else is subjective. So some people are for, some people against. But I was wondering how it felt to you. So you have all these positive things to say, and you were wearing them with your glasses on, which is a little bit more impressive. And you're doing it with a PC that you built a little bit ago, and it's keeping up with it, plug and play. That feels a little bit better too, because a lot of people are thinking they got to go run out and just buy something. I mean, you need the specs to match up, but
basically
maybe you got something inside the last
gaming PC,
year.
That's what they're saying is like the minimum, right? A Core i5 processor, an NVIDIA GTX 970 or equivalent ATI card. So these aren't like the crazy high-end PC specs. These are pretty, like, if you've built a gaming PC in the last year, you're probably good to go.
And last question, what's your favorite video game you've played? Not on Oculus, Valkyrie, just in general. What's your favorite game?
They're showing on the screen right now is Eve Valkyrie. Well, it was for VR. It's Eve Valkyrie.
No, not for VR. Okay. I'm trying to learn about you as a person so I can trust
me as
your
a person.
Judgment.
Chrono Trigger from the Super Nintendo. I'm all about Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger's like my jam. Right. But for the VR stuff, I'll tell you guys.
I believe you.
Eve Valkyrie. Like, that's put that on. Like, if you've seen Battlestar Galactica, if you've ever seen Last Starfighter and you wanted that sense of like being in a cockpit and like looking around and like there are all these ships and things flying around you, that's gonna sell you on VR, man.
All right. You got
I got one question. Do you get motion sickness at all?
Not really. And I do, no. I've talked to a couple of people who have issues with that around VR, but I don't have motion sickness outside of VR. I've been able to play, you know, that space game for hours on end without any issues. The only really uncomfortable part is that it kind of forces you to open up your eyes a little more. So it does feel like you're in that a Clockwork Orange torture chamber where your eyes are just like held open for way too long. It's not a great thing to do right before bed. I'll say that.
Because I've tried a couple, I tried a Gear VR demo. I tried, I think it was an Oculus demo. It was an early one, though. And I have to admit, some of the movement just triggered, like, I get motion sickness brushing my teeth. So, like, it triggered something, and I had to take it off. And I don't know if it was just the movement was too fast or whatever kicked in. I have to say that's my main fear about
VR. I would say try the new hardware if you can, because the hardware, what's interesting is like every couple of months, Oculus has like updated their, you know, their kits, and HTC Vive updated pretty quickly too. And Oculus just implemented this new software in their API that kind of makes the motion blurring less of a problem.
Okay.
It kind of just deals with that. Gives the video cards, I think, a little bit of extra buffering. But they're definitely aware of the issues. So that's kind of the thing you have to fix, right? If everyone's going to get sick when they use this, it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
So Owen makes a good point. You know, he wanted to figure out what you were like to see if, to decide if he trusted your opinion. I mean, what do you make of the, you know, I think a lot of the tech blogs, the tech reviewers that I've read that have tried a bunch of different VR, and then this is just amazing. Whereas, like, the mainstream reviewers are just like, it's really expensive. What do you say to that?
I mean, I think we could look back to like the invention of the internet, right? Or the personal computers, like the super nerds, the people who were really into Radio Shack back in the day. They're like, you know, they're the ones who are really on that. And I feel like this is a platform shift on that level. You know, it reminds me of like when I first got on the internet and like I could see a whole world of possibility in front of me. So yeah, I'm not surprised maybe some of the mainstream reviewers aren't as impressed. And, you know, they have good reason not to be, because there are only so many games right now. The whole platform has to be a little more mature. Developers really have to learn what to do with this stuff. And, yeah, the hardware could be a little cheaper and a little more comfortable. But, you know, give it a year or two. Like, I'm looking at the potential here. Even though I have glasses, there are a lot of things that make me not want to wear a VR headset for very long. The Oculus is, like, comfortable enough. It's light. It's easy to wear. So that's a
big VR's deal.
I think ease of use is a big deal. I have the HTC Vive. This is the Vive Pre in my office as well. And you can see it's a lot bigger. Mm. It's so much bigger. And this is, I don't know if we could get both up. But it's just lot bigger. There are more cables, so it's a little more cumbersome too. So that's, I think, one interesting thing Oculus has done is just made their whole setup process a lot easier for normal people to get used to.
I'm going to have to run up the turnpike and come hang out at your house for the day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, stick them off. I'm waiting until it comes out for the PlayStation, and then after I see that, hopefully the Oculus will have more titles, more games, and then I might switch into that after I find that I like it somewhat. I just can't. I've been against it so long.
Do a demo for any of this stuff. The PlayStation VR is interesting, but it's entry level $400 for just the VR set, but you need to own the PlayStation 4. You're going to need the PlayStation camera and the motion controllers and all that. So that ranks up the price too.
Yeah, they've already got all my money for that. Good. That's why I was waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.